Have you ever had a part in preparing for a feast or celebration? Well, the disciples of Jesus were excited. They were in Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover feast with Jesus.
Master, where do you want us to go and make preparations for you to eat the Passover?
Two of you go into the city, and you will meet a man carrying a jar of water. Follow him. Say to the owner of the house he enters, "The teacher asks, where is my guest room, where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?" He will show you a large upper room, furnished and ready.
So Peter and John left, and everything happened just as Jesus had told them. So they prepared the Passover. Then, while they were all at the table, he said,
"I tell you the truth. One of you will betray me, one who is eating with me."
They were shocked and saddened and began to say,
Is it me, Jesus?
I wonder who it is.
My Lord.
"The one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me shall betray me. But woe to that man. It would be better for him if he had not been born."
Then Judas, the betrayer, said,
"Surely not I, Master."
"Yes, it is you. What you are about to do, do quickly."
Judas understood. He went out, and it was night. Judas was on his way to the enemies of Jesus. When Judas was gone, Jesus said,
"My children, I will be with you only a little longer. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me."
Have you trusted in Jesus? He created you, and he died for you. So if you want Jesus as your Savior to come into your heart, pray, "Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you and trust in you. Please come into my heart. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins in my place and coming alive again. I'm sorry for all the wrong things I've done. Please forgive me. Thank you for loving me so much. I know you are in my heart. Thank you for everlasting life. Amen."